So earlier we learned that if milk falls into a pot, we have children cooking, so then you'll call the rabbi and ask a shaila. But the general rule that we learned is that if you have 60 times the volume, then we assume the flavor dissipates. Now you have a pot that's cooking meat and some milk spills, but it spills on a specific piece. So then it depends. If the piece is sunk into the gravy, and so as the pot cooks, it will dissipate. So then we assume that the whole pot combines to cause the flavor to dissipate. But if the piece is bobbing out of the pot, and so it's not sunk into the gravy, sometimes you have one piece sitting on another piece. So a little bit of the piece is in the gravy, but much of the piece is out of the gravy. And then some milk spills on that piece. So if you can quickly, if it sinks in right away, so then we say everything combines to cause it to dissipate. But, or if you put the lid on it, so then we say again, everything will mix and will dissipate through all of it. But if that's not what happened, you have a piece of meat bobbing up on top of your cholent or your meat, and a little bit of milk spilled on it. So then I say, no. So this piece itself will absorb the milk. And that piece itself, if it has 60 times the volume of the milk, then I say that the flavor will dissipate. But if it does not, so then I have a few problems. My problem number one is that piece of meat becomes not kosher because that piece of meat absorbed the milk. So I have a piece of meat that's hot, that's in a cooking pot, and it alone absorbed milk. So then the piece itself is chaticha naaseh nevela. The piece itself is as though it itself became non-kosher meat that's cooking in the pot. And then we run into the question of how much flavor does it give into the other pieces, because that piece itself became not kosher. And that has many details which we won't go into. We're going to leave that hanging. If that ever happens, you'll call your local Orthodox rabbi. And with this, we concluded, I think, our review of what we've learned so far in the laws of kashrut. And we're up to the third chapter. Yeah.